Welcome to Saints and the Spirit, Hallow's Lent Challenge for Kids. We are so excited to walk through this beautiful season with you. In our first episode today, we'll meet Mia and hear about her Lenten plans. Let's listen in and see what she's up to. Good morning, Mia. And happy Ash Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. It's Ash Wednesday.
And Valentine's Day.
What a weird combination of holidays.
Whoops. Okay, I guess eggs are not on the menu this morning.
They are for Brinkley.
Mia, what did you say before your sister decided to decorate the floor with eggs?
Me? Nothing. I was just thinking, it's a weird day.
Why is it weird?
Yeah, I agree. Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day. Hey, it's Ash Valentine's Day.
I thought it was beautiful they fell on the same day this year.
But Ash Wednesday is so solemn, you know? Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And then Valentine's Day is all about love.
But the two go hand in hand. That's the whole point. Jesus came to save us and bring us to everlasting life with him. He loves us that much.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are you doing for Lent this year?
I still can't decide. Honestly, I'm a little overwhelmed. What about you?
I'm giving up all sweets, video games, second helpings, and I'm going to listen to the Bible in a year and read the whole catechism.
Whoa, Paul, that is quite the Lenten plan. And I admire your enthusiasm, but I don't know how realistic it is, kiddo. Even with the help of Father Mike.
Yeah, now that I say it out loud, I think I may have gone a little overboard.
Mia, I used to be just like you. It was overwhelming trying to decide what to do. So many choices, so many things in my life I wanted to change. But then I heard a homily that really inspired me. What if you change just one thing this Lent? You focus on studying one thing in church, giving up one vice that you really struggle with. Think of the impact of doing one thing really well for Christ.
One thing, but what one thing should I do? Wait, how many weeks are in Lent?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 weeks?
7. Okay, I want to learn 7 things about the church. Yeah, okay, now I'm excited.
7 things? You could learn about the 7 deadly sins.
The 7 virtues?
Or the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit.
7 gifts of the Holy Spirit? That sounds interesting.
Oh, I like that. The goal of Lenten fast is to do something that will help you walk alongside Christ in love. Increasing your knowledge about the church would be such a neat way to do that.
I don't even know what the gifts of the Holy Spirit are.
Oh, I had to memorize this for a test last week. They're the supernatural gifts that perfect natural virtues.
That doesn't really help me. Well, where should I start?
You're going to have to figure that one out in the car, kiddo. I've got to stick to my one thing for Lent. Come on, let's go.
Please, tell me you didn't give up coffee again.
Ha ha, funny. No, I gave up being late. So we got to go. Okay, I love you. Come on, grab your backpacks. Okay, 7:46, we're gonna make it.
Hey, Mia. This has been my backpack for forever.
How did I know it was gonna be a saint book?
Cause you know me. But seriously, this book is perfect. It highlights the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit through different saint stories.
Thanks, Paul.
You got it. Hey, Ma?
Yeah?
Please crank it to Bible in a Year with Father Mike. Double time. I have a lot of listening to do in 7 weeks.
Hi, I'm Father Mike Schmitz, and you're listening to the Bible in a Year podcast.
Okay, gifts of the Holy Spirit. Seems only fitting to start with St. Valentine. The gift of counsel? What is counsel? Father Valentine sat in his prison
cell, watching the early morning dew drip down from the small window above. He had been arrested for helping young couples get married, which was against the law in Rome during that time. Though his prospects looked bleak, Father Valentine spent his time praying, reading, and offering up every small sacrifice for souls in need. During his time in prison, he had become close friends with the head guard, Asterius, and smiled when he heard the familiar sound of Asterius's feet walking towards him.
Good morning.
Good morning, Asterius. No little one in tow today?
No. Julia is sick with a cold. She begged to come, but I promised I would send her regards.
I'll pray she feels better soon.
Thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, I wanted to ask you something.
Ask away.
The story that you told Julia yesterday.
The one about the whale?
No, not that one.
Oh, the one about the lions.
No, the story about the shepherd. He had 100 sheep, and one wandered off, and he went after the one.
Ah, yes. I tell a lot of stories, I suppose.
Well, I just... How did you know?
I'm not sure what you mean.
I just can't understand it. Right before Julia came to see you yesterday, she was asking me all sorts of questions.
That sounds like Julia.
But she asked me specifically about Jesus. If he would have come to save her, if she had been the only one on earth. And then you told her that story.
That's beautiful. I think the Holy Spirit must have guided my storytelling.
What do you mean?
Well, every day she comes to visit, I pray and ask God for guidance. I want to do His will. It's not about what I want to teach her, but what God wants to teach through me. Sometimes God inspires people to say the words that someone else needs to hear to draw closer to Him. That's another reason to pray, so we can listen and be open to acting when God beckons.
Well, she is a great, great listener.
Yes, you have a very, very special daughter, Asterius. It brings me so much joy to have you both in my life.
Now, thanks, Father, but now, what was that story about the lion?
Oh, you haven't heard it. Well, there was once this young man named Daniel.
In this story, St. Valentine demonstrated the gift of counsel. Counsel allows someone to be directed by God to help discern what is right and wrong. So Valentine was able to know the right story to tell Julia through this gift from the Holy Spirit.
Bible in a Year podcast. My name is Father Mike, and I cannot wait.
7:59. That is a record. Woohoo!
So this means we don't need to run?
Well, we're not late, but we're not early either, so walk quickly.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Bye.
Love you. See you after school.
So,
it's gonna be a great lunch.
That's the spirit. Come on, I'll race you to the door.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our first episode of Saints and the Spirit. This series is a Hallow exclusive, with Saints Alive mini-episodes each Monday and beautiful reflections, discussion questions, and Lectio Divina throughout the week. We have poured so much into this series, and we can't wait for you to hear it. Join Hallow today to listen to Saints and the Spirit this Lent by clicking the link in the show notes. And know of our prayers for you this Lent. The next publicly released episode of the series will be St. George and the Dragon, premiering on March 4th.